Well, God is still into doing business. You can be assured of that this morning. Thank you, Jill, for sharing that powerful song with us. It is no secret what God can do. You love the Lord this morning? Amen. Praise His name. Well, I wanted to just take a moment and just share a couple things with you, and then we're going to get into the message this morning. We did want to make note of the discipleship class, and want to encourage you that if you've not taken the discipleship class, it's a great opportunity for individuals to come and just learn and be encouraged by one another. And so if you've not done it, I would encourage you to take the discipleship class. And so there is a sign-up sheet there in the foyer. And so we'd appreciate it if you'd sign up. And if you've taken it and it's been a long time, maybe you need a refresher course. Even as pastors in the denomination, we have to get occurring continuing education credits to retain our ministerial license. And so if we need to do that, maybe as believers, just sometimes we need a refresher course. And so if it's been a long time and the Lord's speaking to you, why don't you sign up? And I know that you'll enjoy it maybe more the second time than you did the first time. And so we would encourage you to do that. And if you have questions, of course, just see Dean and he'll share with you all that is involved with discipleship class. But I know it'll be a blessing in your life. And then I did want to share with you that we are just $33.04 away from $9,500 in the mortgage fund. I'm encouraged. I hope that you are too. I'm excited about that God is moving, God is working, and I believe in May that we're going to pay off the mortgage. And I don't know if I can say this as the pastor of the church, but we're going to have a party. I hope that's okay, but will you just continue to be faithful to the Lord? Those of us that are gathered here, those of you that are worshiping with us online, the Lord impresses upon your heart to, if it's a dollar or if it's $50, or you're one of those individuals that we challenged some time ago. We needed 75 people to give $157. If you've already done that, bless your heart. Thank you so much for the giving to the work of the kingdom. If you have, and you've been paying that weekly as we talked about, pray. Yeah, we're excited about that. Continue to be faithful. But if you've not, there's still opportunity. And so just about $4,500 from our goal, I believe the Lord's going to bless. And I believe He's going to bless you for blessing the kingdom. And so we're excited about that. Thank you so much for your giving. You are great people. I don't care what anybody else says, you're a great people. Look at the person beside you and say, you're a great person. Isn't that good stuff? And you are. You're great people. But better than that, you're God's people. And that makes all the difference in the world. Praise His name. I want you all to know at home, too, if you're watching this morning, all of us here at Dover Hill think you're great people, too. And so let's just continue to worship the Lord together. And He's going to continue to make the way, and we're going to follow. Praise His name this morning. Well, today we are completing the sermon series. Note, sermon series on prayer, care, share, empower. We are not done praying. We are not done caring. We are not done sharing, and we are not done empowering. Even though the sermon series is coming to a close today, but there will be times we'll be reminding you and sharing some other things with you. But as believers, we need to continue to pray and care and share and empower others. Here at Dover Hill, we believe that's how we accomplish ministry. By praying for people, by caring for people, by sharing with people, and empowering people. And I do believe one of the most important things we can do as a church, other than pray and care and share, is to empower. I think often we understand quickly the prayer concept and the idea of caring for people and the idea of sharing with people. But when it comes to this empower thing, I think we have to step back for a minute and say, what does that really mean? And so we're going to talk to you about that this morning because it's a very important step in this process of leading people to the Lord. And so I believe it is one of the most powerful things we can do is to empower others, to help them move closer to the Lord and closer to the work of ministry. Empowering, just as prayer, care, and share is part of our DNA, so should empowerment or empowering others. And when I talk about part of our DNA, it comes to the place where we just do it. We don't have to think about it. We just pray for people. We care for people. We're going to share with people. We're going to empower people. It's just automatic. But for that to happen, we have to, first of all, be intentional about it. And so, the beginning of this year, we're being intentional about praying and about caring, about sharing. And we're going to be intentional about empowering. Just as prayer, care, and share is vital to the work of the church, so is empowerment. And so if we're going to be successful as a church, we have to empower others. In fact, that's exactly what Jesus did, and I believe still does, in our lives. And so we can discover this very truth of empowerment in Scripture. And so I want us to take a few moments this morning, and we're going to look at a few passages of Scripture, and we're going to discover this morning that Jesus empowered others. But not only did Jesus, and we'll see those other individuals, and hopefully this morning we'll come away with the understanding that because Jesus empowered others, we, not only as a church, but as individuals, need to empower others. So let's take our Bibles, if you would, this morning. Luke chapter 9, if you would. Luke chapter 9, we're going to look at verses 1 through 6. And in this passage of Scripture, we're going to see Jesus empowering others. Appreciate if you would stand this morning for the reading of the Word. Luke chapter 9, we're going to restart our reading at verse 1 this morning. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said to them, take nothing for the journey, neither staves, nor bag, nor bread, nor money, and do not have 2 tunics apiece. Whatever house you enter, stay there, and from there depart. And whoever will not receive you when you go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet as a testimony against them. So they departed and went through the towns preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Let's pause for a moment of prayer. Clayton, if you would this morning, would you pray for the preaching of the word? Amen. You may be seated this morning. I want to take a few moments and share with us in regard to this concept of empower. Now, empower is not only important for the church, but empowerment is important for any organization that is going to be successful and accomplish their vision and their goals. And so empowerment is a very powerful thing and something we as a church, especially here at Dover Hill, should be all about. And if empowerment is so important to the work of the church, I think we need to get a good understanding of what empowerment is. And because often people really struggle with this concept of empowerment. And so if you go to the dictionary, you would find a definition similar to this, depending on the dictionary. And so empowerment is to invest with power or official authority to equip or supply with an ability or enable. And so if we say that we are empowering you, we are investing power in you. We are giving to you authority to do whatever it is we've asked you to do. That's empowerment. The investment of power and authority into somebody else to accomplish a purpose or to equip them and then supply them with what they need to accomplish whatever it is. And so this ideal of empowerment is to give or delegate power and authority to do. Empowerment's a little bit like this. I asked Eric a couple weeks ago, could you share about Emmaus? I'm asking you to do that. I'm giving to you the opportunity and the authority to stand in the service and talk about the Emmaus walk. I've empowered him. And what did he do this morning? Eric, what did you do this morning? I think you did okay, all right, too. Eric stood because he was empowered. He was given the authority to share about Emmaus. And he told us a little bit about what the Emmaus walk is. And when he says you really don't walk, the only place you walk to is from building to food. Or from your chair to food. And any of you who've been there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You will not come home hungry. You might actually gain a few pounds while you're there. But he was given authority. And so he stood with that authority and with that power he shared with us about Emmaus. You know what's neat about that? As Eric was given empowerment to share, Eric empowered us with the opportunity to experience Emmaus. Empowerment is an amazing thing, and it's necessary in the church. Necessary for the work of the kingdom. And we'll see so powerfully how Jesus empowered his disciples. And we'll see that in just a few moments. The other definition of empower is to give ability to. Not only are we going to see that Jesus empowered his disciples, we're also going to discover today that the Holy Spirit empowers the believer. And so, empowerment is to give an ability to. In the church, we refer to that as spiritual gifts. And the filling of the Holy Spirit. We'll talk a little bit about that. And so when we talk about empowerment, it is that investment of a power, of power and giving authority to so that somebody can do. Or to give a certain ability through the work of the Holy Spirit, in which we'll talk about. And so what we found in our scripture this morning, and we're going to talk a bit about it here as we take a look, closer look at Luke chapter 9, verses 1 through 6, is that Jesus empowers his disciples. Jesus empowers his disciples. When I begin to share with you first sermon on prayer, I told you that prayer, care, share, empower is probably one of the most biblical concepts that I've encountered because you see it often in the life of Christ. It's what Jesus did. And I'm telling you, if it was good enough for Jesus and worked for Jesus, it ought to be good enough and work for us. You can say amen there if you want, but it's true one way or the other. But Jesus empowered his disciples. We see right here in Luke chapter 9, verse 1. Think about the definition of empowerment as I share this with you. Then he called his disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. The very definition of empowerment or to empower is to give power and authority to, and that's exactly what Jesus does here in Luke chapter 9, verse 1. He gave them power and authority. He empowered His disciples. Now, we can talk a lot about the fact that He gave them power over demons and to cure diseases, and we find that's exactly what they did do, but I don't want us to get caught there. I want us to think that's a powerful thought of what He's doing there. But the ideal this morning and understanding is the very fact that Jesus empowered His disciples to do. He gave them power and authority. We also discover in Luke chapter 9, verses 1 through 6, in verse 2 is once He empowered them, gave them power and authority, He sent them. Verse 2 says He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. That's empowerment. He sent them. Gave them power and authority, and then He sent them to use that power and that authority. Note here, He does say, not only to preach the kingdom of God, but heal the sick. What did He give them authority over? All demon and diseases. When you empower somebody, not only do you give them authority and power, you give them ability. Jesus is empowering His disciples. I think in this whole scenario of empowerment here with Jesus and His disciples is something really interesting right in the middle of this. He says to them in verse 3. And there's a powerful thought and lesson, I believe, that develops here. What does He say to them in verse 3? He says, and He said to them, take nothing for the journey. Could you imagine going on a trip and not have to pack a single thing? Boy, it'd be nice, but this is not how it's done. Usually when we go on a vacation or a trip, we wonder how we're going to get it all in there. But Jesus says to them, take nothing for the journey, neither staff nor bags. Now this would kill most of us. Or bread. No snacks for the journey. How do you go on a trip without snacks? Nor money. Boy, it'd be nice to take a vacation without money, wouldn't it? Woo! And do not have two tunics apiece or clothes, coat. Isn't that an interesting statement? He's empowered them to go. He's given them the authority and the ability. And He sent them. But He simply says, take nothing with you but what's on your back. But empty your pockets first. What's happening there? When we talk about empowerment, there is a certain level of trust and faith in the one empowering us. But I think something else is happening here. When I shared with you that Eric gave empowerment to Eric to share about Emmaus, he gave us information that what? Empowered us. You need to hold on to that, okay? Because this happens in the very next verse. And so listen to what he says in verse 4. Whatever house you enter, stay there, and from there depart. Did you connect those two dots yet? Not only did Jesus empower His disciples are going to empower the people they come in contact with for their care and their concern. Let's let that settle for a minute. This thing of empowerment doesn't stop with the person who empowered first. The person who was empowered then empowers someone else. If you've been empowered, you have the responsibility to empower someone else. That's just deep truth in regard to empowerment. But then something else unique happens as Jesus is empowering his disciples. We see in verse 5. And Jesus says, "And whoever will not receive you when you go out of the city, shake off the very dust from your feet as a testimony against them." Do you find that as an odd statement? This is Jesus here talking about, he's empowered the disciples to go and share the gospel and to heal diseases and cast out demons. But then he says, "And whoever will not receive you, when you go out to the city, shake off the very dust of your feet as a testimony against them." If this context wasn't about empowerment, I would have a bit of trouble with this verse. But the context of this passage is about empowerment. Jesus empowering the disciples to do. Truth is, as hard as you may try, there's some people who will never allow themselves to be empowered to do a single thing. This won't. That's unfortunate. Because remember, Jesus empowered his disciples. He sent his disciples into the homes of others so that they then could be empowered for their care. You see the pattern? But Jesus is saying to his disciples, you're going to encounter some people who will not allow themselves to be empowered. No matter what you do. This is going to sound terrible. But Jesus is simply saying, don't waste your time with them. Move on to somebody else who will be empowered. Now, is Jesus saying, this is where I'm saying, if this wasn't about empowerment, I'd struggle here. Now, does Jesus just forget people? Never. See where the struggle might come? Never. I am so glad this morning that the people who cared about me, who was praying about me, never gave up on me. And I'm sure you are this morning too. Many of us, the first time the gospel was shared with us, did not accept Christ as Savior. Some of us might have said, that's never going to happen. And so Jesus doesn't forget about people. But in this empowerment thing, recognize there's some people who will not accept empowerment. And if they won't, you need to move on to somebody who else will. So the chain of empowerment is not broken. Remember, empowerment is the authority and power to do. And then we find in verse 6, as Jesus continues to share with his disciples about empowerment. Verse 6 says, "So they departed, and they went through the towns preaching the gospel and healing everywhere." Right here in verse 6 is one of the keys to empowerment. Empowerment requires action. every time. Jesus took action to empower His disciples. The disciples had to take action to respond to that empowerment. The people in whom they encountered had to take action as they were empowered. And so for us today, right here at Dover Hill, just as praying requires action, just as caring requires action, just as sharing requires action, empowerment requires action. If we're going to empower others, as Christ empowered the disciples, it's going to take action on our part. And then as we're empowered, we have to respond to that empowerment. Scripture also shares with us that Jesus was not the only individual in New Testament Scripture, and there's plenty in the Old Testament that empowered people too, but in the New Testament Scriptures that empowered others. We find that the Apostle Paul, who was empowered by Christ on the road to Damascus, just as he empowered the disciples, he empowered the Apostle Paul. Paul then, in return, empowers others. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 share with us. You therefore, my son, speaking to Timothy, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these things to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. The chain of empowerment. Paul empowered Timothy. If you go to the book of Timothy, you're going to see over and over and over again that Paul is empowering Timothy, giving to him power and authority to share the gospel and to teach. And then he says to Timothy so powerfully, empower others. Take what I have shared with you and what witnesses have heard from me, and you empower others to do what I have empowered you to do. In fact, he says, faithful men. And this just doesn't mean men here, but men and women, humanity, believers, empower them just as I've empowered you. And so we find right here in Scripture that Jesus empowers Paul, Paul empowers Timothy, and then Timothy is to empower others. I think we can clearly understand this morning, Jesus empowered the disciples, Jesus empowered Paul, Paul empowered Timothy, Timothy empowered others, who empowered others, who, and this is going to be a long, long, long line, empowered others until we get to the place that somebody empowers you in some form or fashion. The reason I know that is because you're here. You're a believer. Somebody empowered you with information about the Savior and helped point you to the cross. And so I think we can quickly begin to see a pattern. We've been empowered, therefore we need to empower others. It's what Jesus did. It's what the disciples did. It's what Paul did. And believe it or not, it's what the Holy Spirit does The Holy Spirit empowers the believers and us because we are, yeah, you got it, we're believers. Acts chapter 4, verse 31, and when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Just one of the many passages where the Holy Spirit empowers the believer. Not just with power and authority, but with ability. Remember the definition of empowerment or empower? Power and authority and ability. The Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, not only gives us power and authority, but ability. One of those abilities is a spiritual gift. God has gifted us through the power of the Holy Spirit with certain abilities to do. Don't have the time this morning to go into all those. But there are ability to accomplish the work of ministry. We find right here in our passage of Scripture in Acts, it says that the Holy Spirit empowered the believers to speak the Word of God, boldly, representing power and authority. And so we'll discover in Scripture, especially in the book of Acts, it teaches us over and over again about the empowering of the Holy Spirit for the work of the church. The disciples, the apostles, many other believers were empowered over and over and over again for the work of ministry. It's like putting gas in your automobile. You can only drive it so long until you have to empower it again. The Holy Spirit empowers us. And the truth is, this morning, we need empowered by the Holy Spirit. For whatever the Lord has for us this week. We need to be empowered so that we can empower others. And so as we begin to come to a close this morning, a question, back two. First of all, are you empowered? At some level, yes, you are. Do we continue to need to be empowered? Yes, we do. That's question one. Question two is, are you empowering others? Now, let's not be too quick to answer that. Are we empowering others? We might have to ponder and think about that for just a minute. Why we're doing that? We understand in Scripture today that Jesus empowered others. Paul empowered others. The Holy Spirit empowers the believer. Therefore, we ought to empower others. I think we'd all agree with that. Shake your heads. I'm going to walk you in a trap. Yep. And so we've all agreed to, at some level, at least this morning, that and understand Jesus empowered, Paul empowered, others empowered because they empowered, Holy Spirit empowers. Okay, we get all that. But the real question that we really want to know is the how. Isn't it really? I mean, yeah, we understand we need to empower others. And I know in our mind we're saying, well, I'm not Jesus. I'm not the Apostle Paul. I'm not the Holy Spirit. How do we, Doverhillians, new term, empower others? How do we do that? Well, it's not as difficult as we might think. Now, we know Jesus has all power and all authority. That's a no-brainer, and so Jesus can give that power and that authority to others. The Holy Spirit, third person of the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, power, authority, we get that. Paul, however, is our example. How did Paul empower others? Well, if you read anything about Paul and read his letters, what Paul did is he pointed people in the right direction. Has somebody ever told you how to get somewhere? Some people may be really good at directions. Other people, not so good. But they pointed you in the right direction. They've empowered you to get where you're going. And so how do we empower people? We point people in the right direction. Now, how do we get that opportunity? Because we're praying for them? You're getting this, right? Because you've prayed for them? You've demonstrated that you care about them? You've taken time out of your schedule to spend time with them and share with them? And because you've prayed, you've cared, and you've shared with them, you have the opportunity to point them in the right direction. Not only did Paul point people in the right direction, we also understand, as you read the letters of Paul, that he shared very important information. How did Eric empower us today? He shared with us important information about Emmaus. Paul shared, and it was many varying topics, of course. He shared important information that was necessary for that individual to move from where they were to the next step or direction or path on their spiritual journey. Paul empowered them. We have the opportunity to share information with others to help them move from where they are to the next step closer to the Lord, or the next step closer to ministry, or to the understanding of Scripture. And when we've done that, we've empowered them. Once again, we get the opportunity to share that information with them because we've prayed for them, we've cared for them, we've shared with them, and now we have the opportunity to give them information that they may even be requesting or they may need to get to the next step of their journey. Not only did Paul point them in the right direction, he shared information with them. And the third thing that you'll discover that he does is consistently he showed them the way. He became the example. We can empower others when we show the way and become the example. It's one thing to tell somebody the way. It's another thing to show them the way. I know you've heard the old saying, actions speak louder than words. You know what prayer, care, and share is all about? Well, is it action? It's us being the example showing others the way. And by doing so, get this, we've empowered them for the next step of their journey. Wow. I don't know about you, but that's powerful. Man, that's wow backwards. You'll get that in a minute. Now, let's ask that question again. Are we empowered? And are we empowering others? I hope yes is your response to I'm empowered. And yes, I'm empowering others. But if not, you've been empowered this morning to empower others. Praise team's going to come and lead us in some worship here this morning. Let's stand together as they're coming. Over the last 4 weeks, we've shared with you in regard to prayer, care, share, and empower. And from the first week, we asked you to pick two individuals, someone in the church and someone outside the church to be praying for. And then we've asked you to demonstrate to those same two individuals in some form or fashion that you cared about them. And then when we talked to you about sharing, we asked you to take those two same individuals and spend some time with them, share with them. Well, today we want to encourage you, for those same two individuals, to empower them for the next step of their journey.